the philanderer was being romantic to his wife one day, and he said to his wife, "Honey, next month is our silver wedding anniversary. Are we doing anything?" And his wife said, "Yes, I'm going to take you to Africa. It is a nice place for vacation and adventure." And this guy was happy. He said, "Wow, that's a nice way for us to celebrate our wedding anniversary." Then he asked again, "Well, when we celebrate our golden anniversary, what are we going to do?" And she said, "I'm going back to Africa." And he was kind of confused and asked, "Why are you going back to Africa?" And she said, "I have to go back and bring you back here." You know, taking vacation and some time for relaxation is a necessary thing for us to do. And Jesus knows the importance of it. And today, he knows that his disciples just came back from their first mission, and they are tired. And so he saw that, and he said to them, "Come away by yourself to a deserted place and rest for a while." So Jesus knows the importance of taking some time for relaxation and rest. And it is good that we do that. And you see, people just during this summer time, people go on vacation to different places and they come home tired and exhausted, sleepy, and physically and financially drained, right? Because that's not the kind of vacation that Jesus wanted us to take. He just said, "Come away." And Jesus also said at one time that, "Come all who are labored and burdened, come and find rest in me. Come to me." That's what Jesus said. It is very important that we not only go away for some quiet time, but come to Jesus. Jesus said, "Come to me. Come to Jesus." Every time we gather at Mass, we come to Jesus. We come, you know, what a wonderful way for us to do that. We have 7 days a week, and we just have one day. We celebrate every Sunday. It's the first day of the week. It is a very important day. It is also the first day of the week, and then it is every Sunday is a little Easter Sunday, and also it is the Pentecost Sunday when the Holy Spirit comes down and breathes on the apostles. So every Sunday we gather together. We give God that one day back. God give us 7 days a week. We only give God one day, maybe 1 hour in church. And not many people do that. And they feel exhausted also and tired. But think about that. Jesus asked us to come to him. Come to him. There was a story about this man who was poor, and he prayed to Jesus, "I am very poor. I don't have anything. I don't have a place to stay. I don't have anything to eat. And I don't have anything to wear." So Jesus sent an angel to see this poor man. And the angel appeared to this poor man and said, "Here are 10 apples God wanted me to give to you. So you have to sell the first 3. So you can have a place to stay. And then you sell the second 3, you will have something to wear. And then keep the other three for yourself, so you can have something to eat. And the last one, give it back to God in thanksgiving for all that he has given you." And this guy was very happy. He did everything the angel asked him to do. He sold the first six, and he got a place to stay, something to wear, and then he kept the three for him to eat. He got something to eat. Then the last one, it looked bigger and juicier, and he couldn't help it. He ate it also. You know, so God gave us that 7 days of the week, and we just give God one day to be with God. We are invited to do that. What a wonderful way for us to gather every weekend to celebrate this Eucharist. This is, in a way, for us a place to worship and give God thanks and to be with God, to be nourished. Here we might be worried too much what's going on in our lives, and we might not have a way. We think that we might not have a way out and don't know what to do with things that are happening in our lives. That's when we will find Jesus. His words will comfort us and give us inspiration and guidance. Here, when we worry about illness and death, this is a place where we know that Jesus said to us, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Jesus gave us comfort through his words and the sacraments. What a relief for us to know that. I wish everybody to know that, come to realize that. What a relief for us to be here, to spend time with Jesus, to be nourished, to be inspired, and to have some guidance in our lives. Let us thank God for this wonderful day, because this is